Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm what I am. I'm very glad you're here. I'm glad Donald Hunter is with us too, ladies and gentlemen. Don is a new friend and a new member of our Brain Trust, and Don is a financial advisor. His company is called Donald Hunter Financial, and he's actually trademarked that, which is a good lesson for you and me. And Don lives in California, has all of his life, and he helps companies like yours and mine take advantage of opportunities and find the funding when we need it to take advantage of those opportunities. And he's here to talk to us about opportunities that he says exist right now. Don, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here, Don Hunter. Don, one of the things that I think is important to mention is that your life hasn't exactly been a bowl of roses, has it? I mean, you've had your challenges, haven't you?
Certainly.
Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, I've been blind since age 7 due to a medication reaction, which is a severe skin reaction. I lost my sight during that reaction. Since then, I've worked at Levi Strauss as a software developer, developing business systems. From there, I went to UC Berkeley, did my computer science degree, and then from there, I went straight to business school and did an MBA at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Right.
From there, I worked at Sun Microsystems and Marketing for the last 4 years. I've been in finance, starting my own business.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious. I'm sure my audience is too. How do you become a computer programmer if you can't see the screen?
I use what's called assistive technology. One of those technologies is a screen reader. It's just software running on your computer. I have it running on my laptop, and it tells me what's on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I move the up and down arrow, and it'll read the line, or
right.
I can read by word, or and then I know where the keys are on the keyboard.
Wow. Isn't it great? I mean, that kind of technology just gave you a life, didn't it? Basically, it basically gave you the ability not to be held back.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I started off with a device that was called an Opticon that would take a picture of what was on the paper or the screen and vibrate it on a plate. And the only way you could recognize the character was in motion. So as you were moving the camera, you'd have to recognize
right.
the character, which is a very tough machine to use
right.
When I first started off. But that's where technology has gone, from that to Braille displays and all kinds of devices.
It's great that it's opened up the horizons for so many people. And as long as you don't want to be a brain surgeon, you're pretty good. Of course, you know, the interesting thing is, Don, unlike you, I have other handicaps that prevent me from being a brain surgeon too. It's my brain power. I could never have done that. You know, you could have been a brain surgeon probably better than I could have. But anyway, let's talk about what the opportunity that you see out there. And I admire your stick-to-itiveness and I can see how you with that kind of an attitude, you're the kind of person that makes it as an entrepreneur, and you're the kind of person that sees that in other people, and you're telling people right now that there are lots of opportunities in the marketplace for entrepreneurs, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and one of the things I want to say right up front is I think people are looking for a wave to hop on. I think that's the wrong thing to do.
Right.
I think people should get out of neutral and get into drive, and that is, you know, there are opportunities in commercial real estate, for one. I know for some existing owners, it's quite tough out there, but I think there are certainly opportunities for people that want to get into commercial real estate to even help out some of these existing owners so that they can solve their problem. And I think that's where the opportunity is, bringing those people together. in terms of business, I think.
Let's slow down just a second. I want to land on that commercial real estate thing for a second, Don. I've been telling my audience, I've been warning them, I've been cautioning them that this national economy, our national economy, has another shoe waiting to be dropped on us in the name of commercial real estate mortgage resets. And it's happening right now. But what you're pointing out, which I think is important, you know, I've been talking about it as something, I've been cautioning them, I've been using that example as a way of telling them that our recovery is going to be more like a marathon recovery, not a sprint to the top recovery. And this is one of the reasons. But what you're saying, and I like this, you're saying that to look around you, all of the commercial real estate problems are not in Orange County, California, or Dade County, Florida. Some of them may be right in your neighborhood, and they may be small opportunities you can take advantage of.
You know, I just released a blog post this morning on my website, DonaldHunterFinancial.com, that covers a lot of this in detail, gives you the stats in terms of what's happening out there. But there's opportunities from distressed properties all the way to foreclosures.
Mm-hmm.
You have opportunities for negotiating with a seller and getting seller financing. There's government programs that will allow up to 100% financing, depending on the type of property.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at doing something in an area that helps people that are at a disadvantage, seniors, students, people with disabilities, and so on, there are government grants in those cases.
Now, if you're acquiring those properties, though, you're probably not going to be acquiring them from the owner, because they've already got a mortgage that they're upside down on, and it's going to have to work its way through the foreclosure system, isn't it?
Well, you can look at there are two things going on there for existing owners. Loan modifications are available. There are some refinance opportunities under the SBA 504 program. Mm-hmm. And the SBA 507 program.
Right, those are loan guarantees, right. I actually had one of those.
Oh, 7A. 7A, actually.
Uh-huh. Right.
7A.
Mm-hmm.
And so those two programs will allow. But the other two things are, if you look at the residential side, when you have a loan mod going on, there are companies springing up to provide loan modifications for commercial real estate owners.
Mm-hmm.
Also, short sales. So mm-hmm. the banks, they have to be flexible, and they
right.
need to get.
I would be calling on bankers and finding out what they've got. I've done that myself in the past. 20-tail right back with Donald Hunter. Having a great visit with him. His company is called Donald Hunter Financial. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We built all that just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. We're visiting with Donald Hunter. Oh, by the way, folks, you're coming up on our 12th anniversary next month. I want to start mentioning this. Next month is going to be the 12th anniversary of our show. We've been on the radio since November of 97. We've been on the Internet since January of 98, simulcasting. We were simulcasting on the Internet before Microsoft had a player. So we hope you'll be with us as we continue to celebrate what we do here, and we're going to have a big celebration in about 3 weeks or so. Donald Hunter is our guest. He is an entrepreneur, a financial expert, and the founder of Donald Hunter Financial. Don, tell us how we can find you.
You can find me at DonaldHunterFinancial.com.
And what will we find when we get there?
You'll find a lot of information about what's going on in the marketplace from a financial perspective. You'll find a lot of information about different loan programs. The post today is about the commercial real estate market, what's going on, how you can take advantage of it, the programs, the risk in the market for lenders. So it kind of gives you a sense of really where the pressure is and where you can go and
right.
actually create opportunities for yourself.
What? How long have you been doing this on your own? How long have you been a business owner on your own?
About 3.5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you like it?
I like it a lot. I wear a lot of hats, and that's the things for startup entrepreneurs. They need to know that they wear a lot of hats. Can I tell you a story?
Absolutely.
I met a friend of mine. His name is Paul Hoyt at CEO Space last March, and Paul wrote a book called The Seven Foundations, the Foundation Factors. The foundation factor, and it talks about seven functions of a business that are required. And the point is not about the seven functions, but that one person, the CEO, can typically only do one or two of those functions.
Right.
So at the beginning, you do have to wear all these hats, but you should design your business so that you design yourself out of these functions.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully all of them, so that you can take a vacation.
Well, typically, what I've found is that those seven functions, you know, go from the most menial to the most advanced. And in the beginning, as you found and as I found years ago, you wind up doing all seven of those. And your goal, your task, is to get yourself out of the jobs that anybody else can do, somebody else can do, one other person can do, so that you only wind up doing the things that pretty much only you can do.
Yes, and that you're truly an expert at doing.
Maybe that would be the seventh thing, and that would be probably would be the things that we're talking about, which is, you know, seeing that's the visionary thing, seeing where the business is going. And finding opportunities, and so it might mean that you're selling less and being more of a visionary, right?
Being a visionary and selling that vision, getting people excited so that they go out and create beyond what you're even thinking.
You've got a great
get it moving.
You speaking of vision, you've got a great quote from Helen Keller that I want you to tell us about.
A friend of mine gave me this quote, and he sent it to me an email after seeing me speak at a National Speakers Association event, ProTrack. And it's a funny thing to have sight but no vision, by
mm-hmm.
Helen Keller.
Helen Keller, yeah, one of the great ambassadors for humanity, let alone for the impaired, the people who are hearing and visually impaired.
Absolutely.
And so vision is so important for small business owners, and you've got to have that if you're going to take advantage of the opportunities that Don, you say are out there right now. And you're saying that it's not just real estate opportunities, right?
Correct. I think for small business owners who are currently leasing their properties, have an opportunity to do two things. One, to purchase the property they're currently in. It's a great time. The valuations are down. They can finally get in. If the business has been growing and they can show a positive trend, we can definitely provide financing for them. The other opportunity is vacancy rates are up. Therefore, you can negotiate long-term leases to your advantage. So that's an opportunity mm-hmm. for existing business owners.
Right, right. What about just general marketplace things? Just general, you know, one of the things I've been telling people, Don, is how you looked at opportunities in the past is not how you're going to find them in the future. What do you
Absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely. You know, when I first started off, I talked about people look for the wave, and they want to get on this wave.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reluctant to give specific opportunities, but I will give a couple. I think people should look at their strengths, their background, what mm-hmm. they know, and then look at where the world is and where it's going and create something around that
right.
instead of looking for a wave, you know, a mm-hmm. trend. They should do their homework and create a business plan and understand that market opportunity.
I also think they should do what Wayne Gretzky said, which is don't skate where the puck is, skate to where it's going, with all the things that you just got through saying. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Give us that website again, please.
I'm Donald Hunter, and my website is www.donaldhunterfinancial.com.
Thanks, Don, for being here. Will you come back another day? We'll get you back real soon. Don Hunter, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.